Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Dear Nestle's, you're a big worldwide food company best known for candy. I love candy. I've been a big fan of Butterfingers for as long as I've had most of my original teeth. I'm a baby boomer, so adjusted for inflation, I've spent the equivalent of a good used Volkswagen on your candy bar over my lifetime. I can't really pin it down, but I love the unique combination of crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery taste and texture when freshly roasted peanuts are chopped, made into creamy peanut butter and blended with a sugar candy and then kneaded, rolled, cut, and covered in a chocolatey coating. Okay, I've been to your website. I couldn't make that stuff up. Marketing people sit around and make up stuff to say that will make people like me buy. I'm okay with that. Some people say marketing is everything. The world has sure changed since my first Butterfinger, and that's why I'm writing to you. Butterfinger has changed. A new edition called Butterfinger Buzz, according to the package, has as much caffeine as the leading energy drink. That's 80 milligrams of caffeine per package, or as much as a can of Red Bull or an espresso coffee. I guess the slight sugar rush we got wasn't enough for these new times. With all the running around we do, I guess we need a little boost now and then. There was also something I had never seen on a candy bar. It had a warning label. Did it say, overconsumption without exercise will lead to tight pants? All right, I'm kidding. It says, not recommended for pregnant women, children, or persons sensitive to caffeine. Makes me think of all the side effects the announcer reads on these drug commercials we see on TV. I've had a cup of coffee every morning for most of my life, but now you're adding caffeine to my occasional candy habit. I know that the Butterfinger bar isn't habit-forming, but you may help me drop my coffee habit. Butterfinger, a name I'm sure you treasure, has been a constant in my life, like taxes, speed traps, and dieting. Another constant in my life is my name, Buzz, a name that I treasure. And when someone tunes in and hears the radio buzz, that's me. I'm also marketing my name. When I discovered my name on your candy bar, a whole range of emotions took hold right there in the store by your strategically placed end cap near the joint and muscle pain items and the stomach remedies. There was my name right next to yours. I was flattered. I stood next to them. I thought, two buzzes side by side. None of the other shoppers knew because my name isn't as well known as yours. That will soon change. After thinking about it and consulting my attorney, we discussed the fact that I had my name before you did. So as much as I love you, I'll now say cease and desist. Either give me my name back or give me credit on the wrapper. I'm sure you could find some space to write Fleischman in parentheses after Buzz, Butterfinger Buzz Fleischman. Now that has a ring to it. I stopped buying the Fifth Avenue candy bar because although they had a similar taste, Hershey's took the two cashews from the top. Was that a marketing move? Do I have to write to them too? Look, let's be fair. Is the publicity I've just given you worth a couple of cases? My dentist says they are. He'll just schedule a couple of more visits. And that's your Radio Buzz.